WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is The Big Picture. Derek Gary and Shea Spillane with you until 9 o'clock tonight. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. 855-915-WMFO. You can dial, punch that into your phone. Talk to us. Wait, what? Which mic are you on? What are you doing on mic three?
Three.
You're not always on mic three.
I am always on mic three.
You're not always on mic three.
I will take
you're
you through
always on mic three.
Pictures of myself that prove this is my special microphone.
It's been reversed on the board is the problem.
Like oh,
mic
bunch
four,
of jerks.
And then mic three. Yeah. See? It's these kids playing pranks on us is what it is.
I would say, I'm a mic loyalist, homie. Mic three all day.
Absolutely. It is WMFO Medford. The fall and decline of society continues apace here. In the hot zone, my co-host is straight out of the hot zone.
I am. I don't know how I made it to, what is it? Is this Suffolk County or is this Essex or
know.
Whatever it's called?
I don't think we should let you South Shore people north of the city at all anyway.
Hey.
So, you know.
I'm like the tippity top of Norfolk County.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's So, whoever it is down there that has the thing. Is quarantined, which
yeah.
is good.
She got it in Italy.
Because we're going to talk about somebody who didn't pay attention to quarantine and has caused a lot of trouble up in New Hampshire now.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, we're going to be talking about coronavirus tonight. We're going to be talking about the primary results from last night.
Yes.
Goodbye, Elizabeth Warren.
Bye, biatch.
Yeah, well, no.
I'm just kidding.
We don't need to be mean about it.
No, I was saying biatch like in the like colloquial,
yeah.
like... my homie
yeah.
type way.
Yeah, maybe we get our bar back now.
Our bar?
Yeah. Because the tavern has been full of the Warren
that's
staffers.
True. What is it about, I was going to say, what is it about tavern? Like, I remember there was one time that there was a comedy show, you know, they do comedy at Tavern at the End of the World every Wednesday. And Elizabeth Warren was making a speech and they like turned on the volume and all of these people started going towards it. I was like, why does Tavern randomly attract Warren supporters?
Her campaign headquarters was next door.
Okay. That
so they were all coming down there and being bothersome, taking up all the space with their laptops and not drinking enough. And I'll be glad to see them gone. It's really, you know, as I would say about any political candidate whose staff took over my bar. It's not my bar, but it's a bar I like to go to. Haven't been lately because of the thing.
The thing with the stuff.
The thing, and we got to talk about the thing. I'm trying to figure out which way I want to go with this. Hit me up with some local news, Shay, and we'll go from there.
Because it's
all going to come back to the thing eventually.
I was going
to
say, well, my local news is mainly based around the two things.
Yeah, the coronavirus. Well, yeah, you know, it's coronavirus or election. Take your pick. We are going to talk about movies later tonight, too, so you
yeah.
get that.
I was going to say, well, what do you want to start, coronavirus or election?
We may as well start with the coronavirus.
That's what I have first, so that works out
well.
Well,
there we go.
According to the Boston Globe, Massachusetts reported its second case of coronavirus on Monday, and New Hampshire its first. While Rhode Island officials said one of the two people in that state with the illness had attended high school for more than 3 days after returning from a European trip.
Hey-o!
Yeah. The developments in New England came as the U.S. death toll rose to 6. All of these were in Washington State. And infections continue to surge in the global hotspots such as South Korea and Italy. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health said the Norfolk County woman... A Norfolk County woman in her 20s tested positive Monday night after traveling to Italy with a school group and showing symptoms of the illness. She is recovering at home.
So we have one more death that was announced late this afternoon.
Oh, snap.
California has its first coronavirus death, and this apparently is in Los Angeles County. And a screener at LAX has tested positive for coronavirus. So there's good news if you've flown in or out of LAX lately. Massachusetts, we have the two cases. Now, here's the latest information that has come out from the World Health Organization, China, and the Centers for Disease Control. Once again, stop with the masks. You don't need a mask, okay? The Surgeon General actually tweeted over the weekend, please stop with the masks, because healthy people do not need to be wearing masks for this. and they don't want the people who need them to be unable to get them. Don't spend money for these things on eBay. You know, I'll get to the hand sanitizer in a minute, but the masks, you don't need a mask.
Now I'm reading there's an update. 11 people have died of it.
Oh, so that's two more.
In the United States.
So that's two more since 6 o'clock.
This afternoon, yeah.
Or 5:30, which was the last time I saw the news. What we know is that it spreads in the air from mist, droplets from infected people. So
basically, like when you cough and...
When you sneeze, when you cough and sneeze into your hand and then spread it on a surface.
Anything mucousy.
Yeah. They don't think it lives too long on surfaces, but you can touch something that's got the stuff on it and then touch your face and get it that way. The advice that we're getting, and I'm not going to give you the childish version of this, and let me tell you that if you're a public official and if you're a public health official, you do yourself no favors speaking to people like children and telling them to sing happy birthday while they wash their hands. Okay? 20 seconds. That's all people need to know. Wash your hands, soap and water, 20 seconds. Forget the hand sanitizer. Wash your hands, soap and water, 20 seconds or more.
Yeah.
It's what you should be doing anyway during flu season.
Yeah. Like that's, and we were talking about this before the show. That I think is the thing that's the most frustrating about this is that these are all things, like my mom's a school nurse. She literally teaches a class on this to children. Like when there isn't a coronavirus, it's like, yeah, maybe cover your mouth, not with your hand, cover your mouth with the inside of your elbow when you're coughing or sneezing.
Yeah.
If you do happen to cough or sneeze in your hand, wash it afterwards. Wash your hands on a regular basis, whether it be after you use the bathroom, which should just be a thing, or if, you know, anytime that you touch a commonly shared surface or are going to touch a commonly shared surface. Like, these are all things that we shouldn't have to, I mean, and that's the funny thing about this is that it's like, so this is clearly like adults not doing this by the fact that it's spreading.
Yeah. Well, people.
I say as I coughed into my inside of my elbow.
Should I be concerned?
I'm a smoker. That's just me being me. Right. That's my body at normal.
you're from Norfolk County and you're coughing.
I'm from Quincy.
This. No more.
I bet it was like Scituate or no, that's Plymouth County. I bet it was like not Quincy.
The World Health Organization offered a less than reassuring assessment today, saying that the mortality rate may in fact be as high as nearly 5%.
Oof.
They're saying it may be 4.84%. Typical seasonal flu has a mortality rate of less than 1%. So the 2% rate was bad enough, but 4.84% is bad. That's a serious, serious illness. That's something you do not want to mess around with. Now, the other thing that they've said is that people who have diabetes, people who have respiratory problems, people who are over the age of 60, people who have weakened immune systems are more likely to have a severe form of coronavirus and potentially lethal form of coronavirus. Smokers, Shay... Yeah. This is not definitive yet. Smokers may have a higher likelihood of dying if they get the coronavirus.
But it's important to note, what is this based upon?
So they looked at the mortality rates in China, and they discovered that men in China were dying at a much higher rate than women. And one of the risk factors that they identified is that about 50% of men in China smoke and only about 1% of women in China smoke. So this is not a definitive link. This is not a definitive connection. It doesn't work like that. But there was enough evidence there for them to say, if you are a smoker, you are probably in the high risk category.
Yes.
And if you are an older smoker, like myself, you can put yourself way up there in the high risk category. So I really don't want to get this. I'm good at, I have a very good immune system. I'm good at fighting off most of this stuff. I had the H1N1 a few years ago, and that was unpleasant. But I really don't want to mess around with this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, it's the from everything that I've been reading about it, it's essentially the flu on steroids. It's...
Yeah, it's not, though. And this is the for the symptom-wise, yes.
That's what I mean, like, symptom-wise.
But you want to be careful about using the word flu, because then people think, oh, it spreads like the flu. It does not spread like the flu. It does not behave like the flu. It is not the flu. And they're really going out of their way to make us understand this is not like the flu. Your flu shot won't help you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, chemically, biologically, it is not the flu's cousin or something like that.
Now, one of the things that I...
It just manifests itself in terms of your symptoms, the way that you feel, all of that. It feels like the flu.
I read...
way worse.
I read one account from someone who had it, and here's a way that it's not like the flu. When you're coming down with the flu, it's usually a process.
Yeah, like you feel like a little achy, tired. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, where'd this fever come from? And you're like, oh, it's the flu. Apparently, this thing just hits you like a ton of bricks. Like, one minute you're like, hey, everything's great. And then the next minute you're like, can't breathe. Yeah, literally. It just like comes on, boom, instantly. So if you get rapid onset symptoms of fever, sore throat, cough, shortness of breath, that's when you want to be calling your medical provider.
Yeah.
Call your healthcare provider. Call your primary care physician. Call whatever doctor you would normally call. If you don't have a doctor, call the emergency room. Do not, and this is important, I have to underscore this, do not just get in an Uber and go to the ER.
Yes.
You are going to put everybody at risk if you do that. Do not just go and seek treatment. Call. You must call first so that they know that you're coming and so that they are prepared to admit you and isolate you and treat you. This is critical.
And the thing that you have to, what you have to remember with this in mind is that, yes, traditionally, typically, you would not do that. You would not think, oh, I'm going to call the ER at the time. They are prepared for this now. Like, they're going, it's not going to be the typical thing that you would get if you called the ER, like, say, if you, like, hurt your ankle and needed an x-ray. They're ready for people to say, hey, I might have this thing. What are the proper ways, like, what are the proper way I should get there? I should enter, all of that. Because you know, this is not lost on the medical community.
No.
So it is important to have faith that, like, if you call your doctor, if you call the ER, it's going to be a different response than you might expect on a typical Wednesday.
Right. It's treated the same way that you would measles or the mumps. When we had those outbreaks, it was, don't just walk into a medical center. Now, in my daily life, as I occasionally mention, I'm in digital marketing, and one of my clients is an urgent care company. They had somebody with mumps walk into one of their urgent care centers.
So rude.
So everybody had to be evacuated and quarantined. The urgent care center was shut down, and the CDC came in and disinfected everything. So for the better part of a day, that urgent care center was out of commission. That's what happens. That's what will happen if you walk into an ER.
And you have to remember, too, that, okay, this is a huge deal, absolutely, but everything else still exists. So if you're shutting down an urgent care, there's somebody with strep who can't get who can't get antibiotics. There's somebody who needs 5 stitches that can't get them. Like,
exactly.
This is the opposite of a time to be selfish about your healthcare. Yeah, you're important, you're special, you're a sparkly flower, but this is definitely a, hey, let's look out for our fellow humans type of time. I mean, every time should be, but, you know, well, let's be honest with ourselves. Every time is not treated as such.
So this from China. They now believe that there are 2 strains of coronavirus.
Oh, good.
Making their way around the world. So this may be some good news, actually. They have named these strains L and S. L is the more aggressive strain, and it is the one that seems to be killing people. S is slower to spread, but has much milder symptoms. Now, one of the things that can happen, and we saw this with MERS, and we saw this with SARS, coronavirus, of course, is a cousin of this, mm-hmm. And it's actually known officially as SARS-CoV-2. So it's sudden acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2 is the official medical name for it. That's the virus. The disease is called COVID-19, mm-hmm. which is coronavirus identified 2019. Things that kill hosts and spread quickly also tend to burn out very quickly. Mm-hmm. So as long as you are not in the hot zone when this thing is jumping around, you're probably going to be okay. And S, which is not spreading as rapidly, seems to be the one that they have in Italy. Because we're not hearing about a lot of deaths in Italy.
I would say it's like diet coronavirus.
We're hearing about a lot of people getting sick, but we're not hearing about people having the same kind of severe symptoms that they had in China. Mm-hmm. Now, the outbreak that we have in Washington, centered around the life care nursing home, it's tough to tell. Because the population in that nursing home is extremely vulnerable to begin with.
Yes, because there, I mean, just as we've talked about, while obviously adding, as Derek was talking about at the top of the show, adding other people with higher risk factors, in terms of, again, it's not the flu, but in terms of the people who are most susceptible to having like really dire results of this, it's people who already... who are just naturally have compromised immune systems. So basically, small children, elderly, and anyone who already has a disorder which would compromise your immune system. So things like HIV and...
The small children one is interesting because they're saying that they get it, but they don't... Very, very few children have a severe reaction to it.
Huh.
Children are getting it, and it's like a cold for them. Older people are getting it, and it's killing them.
Yeah, I was saying it's like a death sentence, essentially.
Yeah, so this may be, you know, millennial revenge on the boomers. Hopefully it's, well, hey, I'm Gen X, so I guess we're okay.
I would say I love there's so many memes out there that's just like the Gen X watching boomers and millennials fight it out and being like, whatever.
Yeah. So L and S, those are two strains have been identified. L is the one that spreads quickly and kills people. Viruses like that are known to burn themselves out very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
S is the one that is more persistent in communities, maybe the one behind community spread. If it is, that's a bit of good news. That's something optimistic you can look at because it doesn't make people as sick and it doesn't spread as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, this is still very preliminary at this point. But that's the information that we're getting out of China.
But so theoretically, our pal in Norfolk County, if this is true that there's two different strains, she most likely has the slow spreading, not a severe one.
Yeah, that seems to be because the thing about Italy is Italy started out with a bunch of deaths.
Mm.
But as the number of cases has gone up, the number of deaths has not. Whereas in Iran, they've got an outbreak and people are dying like crazy in Iran.
Mm.
So that would seem to be the more virulent, the more dangerous of the two strains. We'll learn more about that in the coming week. Something that they're investigating. The other news that we have on this is they're encouraging at this point in time what they're calling social distancing. So in addition to washing your hands for 20 seconds... soap and water, wash your hands in 20 seconds. Do not go to the hospital without calling first if you think you have this. The third piece of advice is stay away from people to the extent that you can. You know, try and keep a 3-foot distance from everybody, whether they're symptomatic or not. Try and keep 3 feet away from everybody.
So basically, if you're an antisocial person, oh, this is a good time to be you.
You know what's going to happen? The only ones that are going to be left are going to be the basement dwellers. Like creating their memes and posting on Reddit and 4chan. And they're going to inherit the world and they're not going to realize it because they never go outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, the world's just going to be desolate and then they're going to they're going to call Domino's and no one's going to pick up and they're gonna be like, what?
Yeah.
Where's, how do I eat?
Now, last week on the show, I suggested that you go ahead and load up on some supplies that you might need. Should you find yourself stuck at home for a couple of weeks. By the weekend, things were starting to disappear from store shelves.
Yes.
Hawaii is rationing toilet paper because people are trying to hoard that. You don't need to hoard anything, but you do want to be prepared for, you know, possibly being stuck at home for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You do, 'cause here's the thing. If the health department calls you and says you have to self-quarantine, you can't go out to the store at that point.
Yeah.
Right? So even though the stores are starting to get picked over, you still have time to get most things. What you're not going to find anywhere is hand sanitizer. That's gone.
Yeah.
Okay? I am here to tell you that you don't need hand sanitizer. Okay? Not because it doesn't work, not because it's stupid, but because you actually don't need it. All hand sanitizer is, the effective stuff, is isopropyl alcohol, ethyl alcohol, 70% concentration, mixed in with some antibacterials, okay? The antibacterial is there to prevent infections. The isopropyl alcohol is there to deal with viruses. One thing that we know about COVID-19 is that it is what scientists refer to as an enveloped virus. Two types of viruses, enveloped and unenveloped. An enveloped virus has a membrane around it that keeps all of the virus inside and alive. If you damage the membrane, you kill the virus. Guess what kills enveloped viruses? Alcohol. So, if you want something to disinfect surfaces and you can't find any hand sanitizer anywhere, you can go to the hardware store. You can go to the beauty supply store. You can go to, maybe the drugstore still have them. Get yourself a bottle of rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, just some isopropyl.
Look for 70%. Or there's, the CDC says 60% in their latest guidance. I know that in a clinical setting, if you were in a hospital, they'd tell you 70%. And understand, this won't stop bacteria from spreading. This doesn't help with bacteria, but it does stop the coronavirus because the coronavirus hates alcohol, kills it almost immediately. If for whatever reason you can't find isopropyl alcohol, and I hesitate to recommend this, but it will work in a pinch.
What, just pour vodka on yourself?
You can head down to the liquor store, get yourself some Everclear, get yourself some Bacardi 151. Both of them have enough. Everclear is like 90%.
And let's be frank, the people that are stocking up just in case they need to be quarantined for 2 weeks, we know you're going to the liquor store anyway.
This is why I hesitate to recommend this, because you don't want to be mixing drinks with your disinfectant and then you get a week and a half in and you're drunk and you don't have any disinfectant left.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, you don't want to drink this stuff anyway because, oh my God, you'll be flying.
Yeah. Have you ever taken a shot of 151?
Yeah. No, thank you.
I've never felt more like my entire body was on fire.
You're supposed to set it on fire for a reason.
Yeah.
But in a pinch, if all else fails and you can't get any other kind of disinfectant, yes, Everclear will work. Yes, Bacardi 151 will work. And they sell it in a big gallon jug. Again.
I just love the idea of like going to Atlas Liquors and seeing all of these people.
There's got to be a run on 151.
Yeah, like, what are you... What kind of mixed drinks are you making? Mixed drinks. Yeah. I don't drink.
Yeah. Again, you know, if you can find hand sanitizer, if you can find isopropyl alcohol, those will work.
Yeah. Okay? Those are probably ideal. Well, and are going to be one hell of a lot cheaper than going out and getting Bacardi 150.
You can use those to rinse off your hands. You can use those to disinfect surfaces. If you can't find either one of those, and I'd really recommend this only if you have to share a living space with somebody who has been diagnosed.
Yeah.
And you're trying to keep surfaces disinfected. Yes, Everclear will work. Yes, Bacardi 151 will work.
But yeah, well, but that's the thing too, to note. Like, for example, I live alone. No one ever comes to my apartment. chances are that my disinfecting that I do on a regular basis anyways is going to be enough in terms. It's not like coronavirus isn't going to jump through three doors and get into you.
No, but if you're touching the same stuff.
Yeah, but if you're touching the same stuff that could have been exposed to it, absolutely.
So there's three things that you can take away. Number one, if you happen to think that you have this, don't go to the hospital.
Mm-mm.
Call first. Call before you seek medical attention. That should be your first response, is to call. Number two, forget about the masks. You don't need masks. Masks aren't going to help you. Unless you have it, in which case you should be wearing a mask. Number three, if you absolutely need to disinfect surfaces, isopropyl alcohol will work with this virus. You can use Everclear. You can use Bacardi 151. And if you find yourself on the other side of this and the virus is gone, you can make daiquiris all summer.
Really strong ones.
Yeah. Like you cut when you're using the 151, you only use a third.
Yeah,
it's not even a half. You use a third as much to make those daiquiris.
Whew.
Now, here's what you don't.
I'm like getting sweaty thinking about Bacardi 151 right now.
Here's what you don't do. If you didn't have the coronavirus, I'd be punching him in the face. This is from CBS Boston. More than 100 people attended a private party with a New Hampshire man who tested positive for the new coronavirus, but only a handful had close enough contact to warrant being quarantined, the state epidemiologist said Wednesday. Quote, the rest of the people at that party are considered low risk and are not asked to self-quarantine, but simply to monitor themselves for symptoms and concerns. And if they develop symptoms, reach out to a healthcare provider. Well, really, I'd say you should quarantine everybody who was at this party.
I was going to say, are you kidding me? If I was at that party, I would, Oh, God, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Two men have tested positive for the virus in the state. That's New Hampshire. Both live in Grafton County and work at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon. So they're involved in the healthcare industry and should know better. But hospital officials have said they aren't aware of any patients being exposed. Health officials said the first man tested positive after traveling to Italy, and the second tested positive after being in close contact with the first. The first person attended a social event at a White River Junction, Vermont, on Friday, despite having symptoms and being told to self-quarantine. That prompted New Hampshire health officials to issue a legal order of isolation, which basically means they put a cop in front of his house, and if he tries to go out, they're going to drive him back into the house.
Can you imagine being the cop assigned to that detail?
Can you imagine being the human being selfish enough to know that you have this and to go to a freaking party?
God.
Don't do that.
Again,
don't
like
be this guy.
Yeah, like I said earlier, guys, this is the time to look out for your fellow man.
Yeah.
Because God knows, even if you're one of those people who hates everybody and hates the world and is like, screw everyone, there's somebody out there you care about, and you spreading this is that much higher likelihood that it's going to spread to the person.
What the hell are you thinking? That's the only thing I can come back. What the hell are you thinking? That you've been diagnosed and you're going to go to a party. This is put on your big boy pants time, kids.
Yeah, this is act like a grown up.
Ladies and gentlemen, self quarantine doesn't mean, oh, I get to skip work. It means you stay in your house for 2 weeks. You don't go. You can go out in your yard, but you can't go near anybody. It means you stay in your house for 2 weeks. Not, oh, it's Friday night, gonna go party. No, you stay home. You miss the party, so that you don't cause an outbreak that kills people.
Yeah, to have a good time. By the way, I'm looking into things a little bit more in terms of where in Norfolk County the woman who tested positive is. She works at a school. It was a school trip with a school from Pawtucket. So chances are we're talking Southwest Norfolk County.
Okay.
Not up by me.
All right. So she's down.
I was going to say, you keep giving me guff about that, so I want to start looking into it.
Where does she live? It doesn't matter if she lives in Quinky and works down there.
Well, that's the thing is, I imagine if you work at a school in Pawtucket, Pawtucket from Norfolk County is still like a good 20 minutes. So I'm guessing she lives like Plainville, Wrentham, Franklin, somewhere around there.
Attleboro.
Yeah, Attleboro somewhere. Well, Attleboro is actually technically Plymouth County, but...
Isn't...
Nope, I'm looking at a map right now. It's like, it's the line.
Huh.
Like Mansfield is the line of where it cuts off.
That's interesting.
Mansfield and Brockton.
Well, hopefully she's south of you. So don't be this idiot.
That goes to a freaking party.
That goes to a freaking party. I mean, this is like, this is real.
And basically, I think that the name of the game is something my grandmother used to love to say, which is err on the side of caution. So it's like, okay, if you're feeling ill, don't freak out immediately and say, oh my God, I absolutely have the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling ill, treat it like it's a possibility because it is.
The CDC today, at the direction of the vice president, announced that anybody can be tested at the discretion of their doctor. So if you think you have it, you call your doctor and you get tested. There is a very nasty cold making the rounds right now, too.
I was going to say, that's the other, like I said, other things still exist. Things that can be wrong with you are still very much there.
I had to sit in a room with a guy who was coughing up a lung on Friday and yell at him and be like, why am I here? And he's like, I don't have the thing. And I'm like, better not have the thing.
I don't have the thing.
If I get the thing, it's going to be bad. The Pope does not have coronavirus. He's been tested.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. But there is still seasonal flu out there. There is still colds.
Yeah,
out
like
there.
It's still the beginning of March. It's still everything that would still be going on at the beginning of March is still going on. You could still just have a sinus infection. You could still have the flu. You could still have a random viral bug. Like, you could also just have a hangover. Like,
yeah. They canceled what was supposed to be some big fishing, like, industry trade show in Boston that was going to happen this weekend. I haven't heard whether or not Marty Walsh sent letters to anyone accusing them of being racist for not coming to Boston for the fishing expo.
Oh, that was like the biggest facepalm in the entire world.
I actually haven't heard anything out of Marty Walsh for the past week, which leads me to believe that someone has, you know, put him in a room somewhere and given him a book to read and told him to just lay low for a couple of weeks.
I was going to say, or just looked at him side-eyed and went, dude.
Yeah, no, it's lately all the news seems to be, and guidance seems to be coming from the governor rather than the mayor of the city of Boston.
Yeah, like you've said enough. Why don't you take a back seat?
Yeah, he can go and write about, write op-eds about the horrible racist response to the coronavirus while the adults tell us what to do. Governor Weld.
do we live in a different state than I thought?
Yeah, no. Governor Baker. Governor Weld was on the ballot last night, so it's like a flashback for me. We're talking about Governor Weld, so it really is like a flashback for me. Governor Baker today issued a statement asking all schools to postpone colleges, universities, public schools, private schools, all grades, to cancel any trips that they've got planned mm-hmm. for this spring. You don't want to be getting on an airplane right now.
No, you do not.
Because the problem with the airplane is recirculated air. One person on the airplane is sick. Everyone on the airplane is sick.
Well, and just be logical about this. Think about who's been diagnosed in this area. Every single time you hear either they just got back from a trip from ABCDEFG,
yeah,
or they were exposed to the person that just got back from that trip. So, hey, put two and two together. How do I avoid getting this, spreading this, etc.?
Stay off of the airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fly on a plane. If it's absolutely necessary, then it's absolutely necessary. If you don't need to fly anywhere, don't fly anywhere. Social distancing, that's something else the governor is recommending. Keeping 3 to 6 feet away from people as much as you possibly can.
Derek and I have a good 6 foot thing going right now.
Yeah, well, we're like three, maybe. Mm. Maybe four. the MBTA is engaging in ritual disinfecting theater on some of its trains. They're hosing them down with the disinfectant. That doesn't do any good, okay? Because they can disinfect the trains all they want. If you wind up on the train next to someone with the virus who is coughing and sneezing, you're going to get the virus.
Yeah.
So stop wasting MBTA money on disinfectant. Really, what they should do is give you like your own hazmat suit when you get on the train.
Or just they could lower the fares. That would be nice.
Yeah. That's
not, maybe use that money for that.
Finally, a leader saying something reasonable. Dr. Anthony Fauci is pretty much Mike Pence's right-hand man on the science side for the response to this. He is the director of national. He is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And on Monday, he was talking to NBC Nightly News, and he said, "Quote: We're dealing with clearly an emerging infectious disease that has now reached outbreak proportions and likely pandemic proportions." Now, the World Health Organization won't use that phrase because they don't want to trigger anybody. But Dr. Anthony Fauci is being adult and straightforward and honest about this. And when he says it will likely reach pandemic proportions, he's correct. Given the places where we have cases popping up in the United States, Los Angeles.
I was going to say, I mean, LA is...
Seattle.
First of all, is a super... what was I going to say? First of all, super populated city. I think it's... Is it the most populated city in the U.S.?
Yes.
I believe it is.
I believe it is.
But it's also a hub for everywhere.
Yeah.
Any, like, basically any flight that you're taking from east to west, west to east in terms of, like, to different countries or to, like... Or it's... I mean, LAX is a hub. And the fact that there was an LAX screener that has tested positive, I mean...
Miami, New York City... Dr. Fauci goes on, if you look at it, you know, by multiple definitions of what a pandemic is, the fact is this is multiple sustained transmissions of a highly infectious agent in multiple regions of the globe. Thank you, Dr. Anthony Fauci, for actually saying something real and meaningful about this. Because a lot of what I have been seeing, and I don't want to get off on the whole bashing the political leaders thing. But a lot of what I've been seeing, and this goes back to Marty Walsh and that stupid letter that he wrote to Sony, you know, saying, well, you're stigmatizing the Chinese. You know, you should stand for unity and not racism. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that was the gist of it. They're trying to have it both ways. They're trying to say, hey, support our businesses. You know, go out, come on downtown. Let's have a good time. When that is exactly the wrong advice.
Yeah, exactly what you should not be doing.
What you should be telling people is stay home. Go home. Stay home. Everybody stay home for 2 weeks. And maybe we can get this thing under control.
And that really, I mean, that really will be... Because the thing is, it will accomplish two things. One, your symptoms will probably show up in that 2 weeks if you have it. Two... If someone does have it, you're not going to come into contact with them.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Exactly. I'm, you scared of this thing, Shay?
I keep going back and forth.
I mean, you're young. You're, you know.
That's the thing is, it's one of those things, like, I mean, I've had one of the scary go-around things, and I was fine. But at the same time, it is, I mean... It's one of those things that, like, while it's happening, it's really, you go through, like, ups and downs of it. It's almost, the way I feel about it is it's almost like when you're waiting for test results from the doctor. You know what I mean? It's like, right now we're in the stage of, like, well, it could be nothing. This could pass. Or it could be, uh-oh. But, yeah, I think, honestly, I think if everybody behaves the way that they should, we have nothing to worry about. But again, this is dependent upon people behaving the way that they should,
yeah.
Which historically is not something that's very dependable.
Yeah. And, you know, with something like this, isolation is really the only way that it's going to work.
Yeah.
The problem is, you know, like I say, we've got political leaders saying, no, it's okay. Patronize our businesses. Keep the economy going. You can't be worrying about that right now. Okay. This really should be treated in the same way that we would treat a major snowstorm or any other kind of major disaster. Stay where you are. Shelter in place.
Yeah.
Don't be out and about unless you absolutely need to be. And we will deal with the economic impact after we get the virus under control. But hey, it's an election year. Nobody wants to lose votes over this. King County, Washington is seventh in the world now for deaths from the coronavirus. Obviously, way below China. Italy's had 107. Iran has had 92. South Korea's had 35. So they're probably, and they've got a lot of cases in South Korea, so they're probably getting the less virulent, you know, the less lethal strain of this. Washington is concerning at this point. But again, you have to look at where most of those deaths came from, which is a single care facility with very vulnerable patients in close quarters.
Yeah.
Nobody knew anybody had it.
And that's the thing, is that once it manifested itself, it was the damage was done.
Yeah.
Well, here's something that I was thinking about is, okay, so as we said, as we touched upon earlier, don't travel right now. Now is not the time to be traveling.
Unless you're traveling, like, unless you're getting in your car or you're getting in a boat and going to an island somewhere to ride this thing out.
Yeah. But like, flying on an airplane is basically, like, number one, don't do it.
Yeah, stay off of the planes.
But my question is, at what point does the government step in and forcibly do that?
They won't, because that would be seen as, you know, somehow being anti-business or anti-whatever. Mm. And they're basically, what does United States do? We rely on businesses to self-regulate. And United today announced that they were stopping a bunch of flights within the United States because their demand is way down. All right, Uber is now issuing guidance that they're not going to hit their numbers because ridership is way down.
Yeah, like Ubers are like the stupidest thing you can do right now.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Okay, the smart people are avoiding contact with others. They're avoiding going out unless they absolutely need to do so.
Well, and theoretically, I mean, if you think about it, like by not taking Uber, you're accomplishing, it's like, okay, well, when do people usually take Uber? When they're going out somewhere. It says that you shouldn't really be doing too much social stuff anyways, so therefore, you know, need for Uber is obsolete.
Yeah, the New York Times had a piece today talking about how, you know, the supermarket shelves are empty of survival supplies, you know, and hand sanitizer and all the rest of that, but everybody's still going out to brunch. And it's like, yeah, I'm not going to say you should curtail all of your activity. You know, as of right now, we don't have any community transmission here in Massachusetts. We've got it north of the border. We got it south of the border. We don't have it in the state right now. Will we in a couple of days? Yeah, we probably will. So you're taking that risk. Do you really want to go out and, you know, go to the Golden Corral and have buffet with everybody? Do you really want to be eating out of that salad bar right now?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's just doing things that are prudent and not going to the party.
When you have coronavirus.
Yeah, when you've been diagnosed with coronavirus. Because that's, I mean, that's just a whole different level of stupid and irresponsible. That guy should be thrown in jail, but then they'd infect everybody in jail.
But then they'd infect everybody in jail.
People in jail don't deserve that, you know. If they've got an old missile site, there's a lot of old Patriot missile sites hanging around here, like chuck him in one of those. Chuck him in the silo. Let him spend 2 weeks in the silo.
Well, and it's important to note too that if you are quarantined, it is not a personal attack. It is not. This is for your safety and for the safety of your fellow human beings.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be the person that gets other people sick and kills them.
Don't be that jerk.
It is WMFO Medford. 855-915-9636. We got one more angle on the coronavirus that I want to talk about. But we're going to take a break before we do that because it's more of a trend sort of thing that is interesting and may make Greta Thunberg happy. But before we can get to any of that, you probably want to know some of this. Which one of these is it? I press buttons and nothing happens.
Buttons, buttons, buttons.
Oh, because that's that.
Yeah, someone switched the board around on us. I think they was trying to keep us on our toes.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. together.
Your Boston 5-day forecast, things you can look at out the window as you stay home. Tonight, mostly clear. Temperatures going back to a seasonal mid-30s. Tomorrow's going to be a pretty nice one. Sunny skies, highs in the low 50s. Temperatures in the mid-30s tomorrow night. And then a little bit of sort of late winteriness comes in for the weekend. Friday afternoon showers. High will only reach the mid-40s on Friday. Lows fall all the way back into the upper 20s on Friday night, which means there could be some snow. But mostly out in the western part of the state. Closer you get to Boston, closer you get to the coast, less likely you're going to be to see any snow from this. Maybe a few flakes around, maybe a little bit of slush, but nothing accumulating in our immediate vicinity. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs in the low 40s. We're back into the upper 20s Saturday night. And on Sunday, spring returns. We'll have partly cloudy skies, high in the mid-50s, lows around 40 degrees on Sunday night. And that's going to pretty much be the trend moving forward as we're heading into that late winter, early spring, 50-degree days and 40-degree nights kind of a pattern.
Or as I like to call it, sweatshirt weather.
Lots of rain. Expect lots of rain because we always get lots of rain at this time of year. It is WMFO Medford. When we come back, this may be a cure for what ails the planet if it's not a cure for what ails us. After this, here on WMFO Medford.
an alert shopper. Watch for specials at your meat counter. If you're not taking advantage of them, you could be missing out on enjoyable eating and an economical way of stocking your freezer. Always know what cut you're buying and its best use. If you buy meat marked USDA Prime, Choice, or Good, you'll know what quality you're getting. For more information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
Medford, 91.5 FM. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Shay Spillane. With me, as always, is the illustrious Derek Gary. We're going to be here with you till 9 o'clock. If you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you at 855-915-WMFO. And now for one of my personal favorite parts of our program, where we tell you that's a thing that happened. That's the craziest news story that we can find from the last week. For me, Florida's taking a break, and we're actually going up north to Canada. A grandfather in Canada says he was outraged after finding out what his 8-year-old grandson had won in a raffle at a youth hockey tournament. About $200 worth of marijuana products. Keith Reddle of British Columbia told Toronto's CTV News that his grandson, who plays in a youth hockey league, had entered raffle tickets to win a prize. The prizes, he said, are usually geared towards children. His grandson had put his tickets in a particular bag. His family was later notified that he had won $200 worth of pot.
Kids love pot.
Oh, yeah. A picture of the taken by the child's father shows various cannabis paraphernalia, including edibles, a lighter, and a smoking apparatus. The Dawson Creek Minor Hockey Association issued a statement explaining that the prize was meant for adults and never where the children were, with only a photo and a list of the items contained in the basket on the raffle table. The boy allegedly tried for the basket, this is adorable, because he thought he'd be winning a chocolate bar and did not realize that said chocolate bar contained marijuana.
Yikes.
And his parents, he's like, I want chocolate, give it to me. His Yikes. Parents were like, But yes, they said that the hockey league did say that they will be a little bit more careful with their screening of the raffle prizes from now on.
Are they going to give the kid a chocolate bar? Give the kid a chocolate bar.
I really hope the parents bought the kid a chocolate bar. Yeah. I mean,
because Lord knows they spent the rest of the night enjoying the other chocolate bar.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure.
I was going to say, the grandfather's mad. The parents are like, yes.
Ohio. Most people give that up for Lent. Del Hall, sales director for 50 West Brewing Company in Cincinnati, and old enough to make his own decisions, gave up solid food for Lent and will consume nothing but beer. This is Hall's second go-around with beer-only Lent. Last year, he lost 44 pounds consuming beer for 46 days. This year, he plans to extend his beer fast to 50 days. Hall told a local paper, quote, I don't think the extra days are going to be a struggle. The hardest part is the first few days. Yeah, then the buzz sets in.
I was going to say, and he's just wasted for a month and a half?
Just don't drive or operate machinery until Lent is over, Mr. Hall.
Yeah.
That's my advice for you. It is WMFO Medford. This is The Big Picture. Shay Spillane and Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight. When on the talent, Mikey D will be here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. How's your office holding up with the thing?
With the thing, with the stuff?
Yeah.
They're okay. We definitely, well, it's nice. I work in a rather small office. There's, let me think. I think there's 9 of us total. Well, let's see. There's 3 people downstairs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's 8 of us total. So, like, you know, we're not as concerned in terms of the, like, spreading it around like wildfire.
Yeah.
But definitely there's an overwhelming sense of like, hey, maybe we should sterilize. Every time somebody comes in, we should sterilize the handle and this and that and then this and that. Judy, if you're listening, you do that. I'm not doing that.
I work at an office park. They've parked a hand sanitizer dispenser in front of the elevators. So you can press for your elevator and then sanitize your hands. We have someone coming around the office twice a day disinfecting all the door handles and flat surfaces, which I think is a bit much, but, you know, there it is. They seem to have moved everyone away from my office, maybe because I've been coughing for the last couple of weeks, and people are like, I don't want to be there anymore.
I can actually be like a fringe benefit, though. Everyone